Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, getting into the latest of the coaching search of the Tennessee Volunteers. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville. Josh, what's going on, man? How's it going?
Going well. Busy times, as always, in Knoxville.
Yes, just another day in Knoxville, Tennessee. And Josh, this is the first time we've had you on since the hiring of Danny White was made official by Tennessee. What did you think of the hire? How big of a deal was this for Tennessee to bring him into the fold?
I thought it was a really good hire. He's a respected athletic director, one of the most respected in the country by his peers, by the media. He has a good track record of hiring coaches, which is what he is currently trying to do right now at Tennessee, trying to find a football coach. And I think the presence of Danny White, at least, it gives Tennessee a chance to have more coaches take a phone call, listen, consider the Tennessee job more seriously. And at the end of the day, you need to find the coach. You need to get the right guy. And that's what we're going to see here. They hope soon to see who can be the next coach at Tennessee. But in terms of having somebody in that athletic director position, Tennessee needed somebody that had AD experience, and he has not only experience but success as an athletic director at multiple schools, and that was good for Tennessee. And Tennessee paid a ton of money to get him, to pay the buyout of Philip Fulmer, assuming that goes through, and to then go out and spend $1.8 million a year, and that's going to rise each year for Danny White. Tennessee is sending a message. It's going to spend a lot of money to try to get everything going in the right direction with UT Athletics, mainly with UT football.
It's one consistent thing Tennessee does. It spends a lot of money. Josh,
yes,
who's your odds-on favorite right at this moment? Who's going to get this job?
I'm stepping out. I don't know. And, you know, there are a lot of names that have been thrown out, right? There's a long list of coaches, and we've kind of gone through in just a 3 to 4 day period, I feel like, a cycle of, okay, this coach or these two coaches are the two being talked about. Okay, well, it's pivoting here to this coach. At the start of it, I said my search would begin with someone like Matt Campbell. Matt Campbell would be who I would want, but Matt Campbell is who anybody should want. And to this point, there's been no indication that he would want the job. James Franklin is somebody that I said Tennessee should go after. To this point, there's not an indication that he's going to be at Tennessee. We talked about James Franklin, I think, a couple of months ago on the show. I remember bringing up Hugh Freeze versus James Franklin. I thought, why wouldn't you want James Franklin in this situation? But I'm not sure that's going to work out. So now you look at other options. I said at the end of last week, if you can't go get the guys that would be closest to a home run, if that's what they are, then Billy Napier at Louisiana would be of interest. But would he be interested in the job? His name has only been thrown out. Nothing strongly connected to Tennessee. So I don't know. Tony Elliott continues to be brought up, and then you can hear that shot back down. So I wonder, are we hearing names that will not end up being the name? And do you get the field as an option here versus the names that are on the board? That's something to consider, considering how Danny White searches have gone in the past.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Josh, as you're well aware, every time Tennessee has a head coaching search, there is a white whale candidate out there. In the last couple, it's been John Gruden, Tennessee fans clamoring for him. And this time around, from a lot of people, it's been Lane Kiffin. And it's been pretty interesting to see how all that's come full circle in the Tennessee football program. Do you think that that option to bring Lane Kiffin back to Knoxville is even on the table? Would you see any way that that is possible and would work to bring him back as the head coach of Tennessee?
I think we've learned to never say never when it comes to Tennessee athletics. But in this case, I don't think it's on the table. Maybe it's in the cupboard. But with Lane Kiffin, I mean, he's on Twitter yesterday having a good laugh at a photoshopped image of an announcement of him coming back to Tennessee. Part of this, I think, while Tennessee fans are in some way begging Tennessee to get Lane Kiffin to come back to Knoxville, we don't know that he absolutely would. Number two, I think he's sitting back and enjoying and having a good laugh at what Tennessee fans are doing, considering their reaction when he left Tennessee at the end of the 2009 season. So I don't see it. And the track record of Lane Kiffin at Tennessee especially would not back up what Randy Boyd and Danny White said last week at their press conferences about integrity. And that's not me sitting here judging Lane Kiffin. If he were to be Tennessee's coach, then I would say thank you for all the material that I'll have for my radio show. But in terms of what they said about the coach that they're looking for, that does not apply to Lane Kiffin.
That's a good point, although I think Lane's probably a much better cheater now. And, you know, I think you got to recognize his growth as a cheater. On the Lane thing, do you think that if he actually had a chance that he would take it? Would he leave Ole Miss? I've heard some people the last few days make the case that Ole Miss is a better job than Tennessee, which I flatly reject. But do you think that he – I mean, like you said, he loves to troll Tennessee fans, and he just trolls the world on Twitter. But do you think that he would want the job?
I think that he would be interested. I'm sure he would be interested in how much Tennessee would be willing to pay. If Tennessee is willing to just pay a crazy amount of money, which I would also tell Tennessee not to do, then he would have to listen to that. You know, timing still matters. I mean, we're approaching February, and at some point, some of these coaches, maybe some already have said, look, I'm not leaving here as we're this far into the semester, and I'm going ahead and I'm getting ready for spring, and it's not worth it at Tennessee. We don't know how much the NCAA issue affects coaches' interest. Lane Kiffin left Tennessee to go to USC, which was dealing with NCAA issues, and how'd that work out for him? He might look at Tennessee and say, well, there are NCAA issues again. How bad is it? Wait, it's that bad? I don't know. I guess I'll just stay here and keep trying to do what I'm doing at Ole Miss, and maybe another job will come open. So that's the big unknown, is the NCAA case. So I would think that Lane would absolutely be interested, but interested and taking a job are two different conversations. I think a lot of coaches are interested in hearing from Tennessee, even if it's in self-interest in getting a raise, or at least seeing what's that job about, what's going on there. And I do really believe that Danny White making the phone call helps Tennessee, because coaches view him as a legitimate AD that would have their back and would be a good boss to work for. But again, getting a coach to take a phone call and getting a coach to take a job are two different things.
So Josh, circling back to Danny White, as you look at the press conference that he held and the history of hiring coaches that he has, what sort of a coach do you think that he's looking for? Because it was interesting to me to hear him in his press conference talk about, you know, the player involvement that he wants to have, keeping things off social media. He talked about the list being out there and that he's not a big list guy. Like, if you're hiring guys off a list, why are you hiring him to come in? Just call him yourself and see what those candidates are. How do you think Danny White approaches this hire with Tennessee, regardless of who ends up actually getting the job?
Yeah, which is why I wonder, should we be looking at the field versus the board? And the field's wide, so finding a name out of it would be difficult. But, yeah, that's part of it. Looking at Danny White's hires at UCF, they both kind of came off the field list, right, with going after Scott Frost and after Josh Heupel. And during those searches, I think there were other names that were being thrown around and thought that, you know, like in one case, Kevin Sumlin's name was mentioned there at UCF. He obviously did not end up becoming the head coach at UCF. So I would think that it would be an offensive-minded coach. Not to say that that's absolutely the case, but that has seemed to be where things are going if we are looking at the names that have been thrown out. Jeremy Pruitt was a defensive coach, and I don't think it matters that much if you get an offensive coach or a defensive coach. Like, somebody that I don't know that it would work at Tennessee, but Tom Allen, I think, is terrific. Well, he was a defensive coach, but he understands what offense needs to be. So I think that's probably the bigger deal to Danny White, is to find a coach that understands where football is, where football is going. Jeremy Pruitt didn't seem to get that. At least he didn't show that he did. And the next coach is going to have to. So my guess is that that's on the offensive side. My thought has been that it would be a head coach, and most of the names have been. Tony Elliott is an offense coordinator at Clemson, and that could work. And I've said, do not look at Jeremy Pruitt as an assistant coach coming to Tennessee and say that means that Tony Elliott couldn't work out, or another assistant coach. But in this position, Tennessee needs a coach with thick skin. Tennessee needs a coach that understands what the job is. It's a good one. It has a ton of potential, but it has a ton of challenges.
Well, you mentioned, you know, the press conference, and before they hired Danny White, they laid some things out. And another thing that they, you know, explicitly talked about was head coaching experience. And I don't remember if that was at the presser or possibly interview with the Knoxville News Sentinel, but it was stated. So do you think that applies? I mean, Danny was asked that, and he didn't really answer it the other day.
Right. I thought about the same thing, and my reaction last week was, yeah, they're probably going to go get a head coach, and I would still sit here and say that's most likely in terms of what Tennessee wants to do. What if they can't? What if they go after a few head coaches who say no, and then you have to start pivoting with your search? That's partly how Tennessee ended up with Jeremy Pruitt as the head coach. But I think the position that Tennessee is in, it needs somebody that has an idea of what he's doing. But Tony Elliott's been at a big-time program. He's been coaching elite talent. He's not going to have that at Tennessee. He's going to have to go get it to coach it at Tennessee. He has some good players, but not the level, obviously, that he's had at Clemson. But he also understands what Clemson has done behind the scenes, I would think. He's seen it firsthand, and he's done a really good job, I think, calling plays and helping run that offense, leading that offense that Clemson has had. And I just bring him up because he's an obvious name that's being talked about. Now, the fact that he's been talked about so much will cause some to say, yeah, well, then it's not going to be him. It's going to be somebody else. So it's the great unknown. Time is maybe a factor here. If you're sitting here talking about this tomorrow morning and certainly Thursday morning, that could be an indication that it has not gone exactly how Danny White has hoped. But he needs to find the right guy. And if it takes another day, if it takes 2 or 3 days, depending on how comfortable he is with the depth of his list, let's see. But there's a reason that you see so many names, I really believe, being thrown out, because while he may not be, Danny White might not be passing those along, agents might be, and coaches can talk and things can spread. So let's see how it plays out. But this is a coaching search being led by someone who didn't work at Tennessee this time a week ago. So a lot of people are trying to figure out what's going on with a new person in charge.
Yep. Head on a swivel. News coming at any moment, possibly. Josh, I did want to ask you a basketball question. I guess I'll make it two questions in one. How concerned should fans be about Tennessee men's basketball? How excited should they be about Tennessee women's basketball at this moment?
On the men's side, I don't think overly concerned. I think there are some obvious issues they have to fix. One is health. Last week, you saw Jaden Springer's impact being there or not being there, and that continues to be a big deal to me. So getting him healthy for the rest of the season, not just for the next couple of games, that has to be the focus. We'll see if he plays tonight against Mississippi State. We didn't have much information on Monday as Tennessee was still trying to figure things out there, but he's obviously a really important player, especially with Santiago Viscovi not being 100% healthy, and he did not play well on Saturday, not at all. So they have to take care of the basketball. John Fulkerson has to step up, has to be more aggressive, has to help lead the way. Him and Josiah Jordan James are both really important there, and they need to be the physical, tough team that the coaches have challenged them to be. That's the difference in the team from a couple of years ago. You don't have an obvious Admiral Schofield or Grant Williams that you know will just step up and push back. And that needs to change. On the Lady Vol side, the last few games have been encouraging. They would have liked to have gotten that win against UConn for sure, but the showing against Kentucky was really impressive, and they're improving, and they're playing basketball closer to a level that the Lady Vols expect and that Kelly Harper expects. So that's really encouraging. That's something that Lady Vols fans should be excited about.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Josh, really appreciate you taking time to join us as always. Great stuff, and going to be interesting to monitor this week. Who knows? Maybe any moment Tennessee has a new head coach.
Yeah, head on a swivel is right. I appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. Josh Ward, one of the best in the business, joins us all the time on a weekly basis here on Robbie and Rex Road. And to his point, you never know. I mean, we could be in the middle of a segment, next segment, and maybe they hire a head coach. And we're going to try to get your reaction coming up next. Who do you want to be the head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers? We talked about some of the options before Josh Ward came on. Lots still to get to on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5, The Game.